Good morning. This morning I am interviewing Mae King, the FOMO creator. Hi, Mae King.
Hi,
I'm brilliant, thank you. And how are you?
Very, very well. It's a lovely evening here, and the sky is just going down, and it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful outside.
Now, Mae King is in England, so this is our second international interviewee. Woohoo! So, Mae King, tell us a little bit about you and what is a FOMO creator?
Well, so my name is Mae King Sang. My first name is Mae King, and I am a FOMO creator. FOMO means the fear of missing out. And you wouldn't want, if you're a business, you wouldn't want people to miss out on your business, right? So you want to create that excitement about your business, so much so that people will think, oh my goodness, I really need this particular business and products and services. So it's about creating that buzz and excitement effectively in any business. And that's what I do. I create FOMO for my own business, but I also am hired to create FOMO for other businesses as well.
That sounds really exciting. So, what led you to this particular business? How did you get?
So I have actually been doing it for my own business for quite a while. So I was an early adopter of social media, and in creating excitement and buzz on social media for my own business, other business owners started to approach me and say, "Oh, can you do this for us as well?" And I said, "Yeah, no problem." And then I realized that there was actually a business need for it. So I then started to branch out. So the initial business that I was in was a tea. So I'm on all the socials on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter as Making Tea. My first name is Making Tea. Get it? And so after people were asking me, can you create buzz and excitement for my business too? I kind of moved away from the tea business. I will go back to it. But I moved away from it in order to create that buzz and excitement. And then FOMO Creator was born. It was actually my first client came up with the incredible name FOMO Creator.
Cool, that sounds like an exciting job to have.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Yes.
Because of course I met you at Social Media Marketing World this year, and that was an amazing experience on its own, as well as meeting you and your encouragement to me to get out there and get in front of other people. So, how can the small business person create FOMO for their business?
I actually created FOMO for my own business whilst I was in San Diego when I met you, Jenny, and I was actually doing it for a client of mine as well. So I actually was tweeting on behalf of my client whilst I was in San Diego, but for myself, I was actually not just on Twitter, but I was on LinkedIn, I was on Facebook, I was also on Instagram as well. And what I did for my own business and what I do for other clients is in creating that buzz and excitement, I'm basically trying to educate people about the business, but in a non-salesy way. So for example, so the client that was there, he has a business, and so he wanted to raise more awareness about his business. So in posting social media posts for a very short period of time, but intensely, that was enough to for people to think, "Oh, what's going on here then? I'd like to know more." So When you're creating a buzz about your own business and creating FOMO, as it were, what you're doing is really helping people to get a good idea about who you are and the what you do and what your services and your products cost comes at a much later point. Okay, so when you're starting a business, as you'll know, Jenny, if you launch your business and start selling to people straight away, people are going to be put off. Okay, we don't like our consumers. We don't like being sold to, do we?
No.
So we need to take just a little step back, first of all, and we need to raise awareness about our brand, share great information about what we do to potential clients. By giving great information, education, tips, advising people and that kind of stuff. And in bringing that energy of information, education, in an entertaining way, in an easily digestible way for your audience, then people may think, oh, okay, well, this person knows what they're talking about. I wonder what they need to do next. I wonder what they do, and then that will get them into the bits about understanding what their products and services are, and then possibly buying from themselves. So the first step in FOMO creation is really about raising awareness about your brand, so letting people know who you are. Yeah. And when I talk about brand, especially for small businesses, that I know when I first started in business, I thought, I am a brand. What are you talking about? Brands are, the likes of Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Nike, and all the rest of it. But no. Small businesses, we are also a brand as well, okay? And the reason why we need to build that brand is because we want people to eventually buy from us. But there's a few things that we need to do in the lead up to that, right? So we need to get people to know us, who we are. They need to they need to know us. They need to, like us, like the information we're sharing, and then possibly buy from us in the future. So the first step in FOMO creation really is about brand awareness. So raising awareness about who you are as a brand. And when we talk about brand, it's not just the logo. It's about who you are as a person. It's about your website. It's about, who you are on social media, how you communicate with people. It's, sometimes to do with your colours and your fonts, but it's really about your values, your mission, your vision for the business. And people need to know you as a, as a person before a business.
Yeah.
So that's the first step of FOMO, really, to really help people to understand who you are as a brand. That's the first step. The second step in FOMO creation then is to educate people about what you do, and not in a salesy way. So if I came up to you, Jenny, and said, hey, I'm a FOMO creator, Jenny. I know you need my services right now, and my costs are rah, rah, rah. You're not going to be interested in me, are you?
Oh.
No. I need to educate people and let people know about how I create FOMO. So I write blog posts, or I do videos, or little tips, or the top tens or whatever, and so in putting that on my website or putting that on social media, this is also helping people to understand about my brand. And so hopefully your audience will be thinking right now, well, what can I do to educate my potential customers about my brand? What is it that I do? And it's not just a description of your products and services, but it's how you do it, or the results that you've generated as a result of the FOMO creation, in my case, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Great explanation, because I think a lot of people sort of don't get that they are their brand, or they are a brand. Yeah, and it's not all about the sales. It's about sharing about yourself.
Mm. Absolutely. And when small businesses have approached me and they struggle about, you know, that they're wondering about the brand and you know, I'm not quite sure how they think of themselves as a brand, I will ask them, you know, when was the last time you bought something? And then they will tell me. And I'll say, well, why? Where did you buy it? So then they will tell me. And I'll say, well, why did you buy it from that company? And so they'll say, oh, well, I bought it because, you know, and there's a whole host of reasons. It's because they trust them. They've been in business for a long time. It got recommended to me, this, that, and the other. So if they think about their own business, about why would people want to buy from you? Do people know you yet? If they don't know you yet, then you need to help, you know, help your business to get people to know about your brand, you know, and that's the first step of building that brand. So I've had three opportunities to run my business. So I first ran it when I was in London. This is the tea business. And then I moved to Australia and lived there for 6 years. So I had to build my business from scratch, didn't know a single person when I was there. Yeah. And use social media to help raise awareness about my brand. And then after leaving Australia, I came back to the UK 4 years ago, and I had to go through the same process again. You know, I had to use social media to educate people, to get people to know who I am as a person, and then as a business and as a brand. And then I started to get clients. And again, with my new business, FOMO Creator, done the same thing again. So in using Facebook or Instagram, I would write posts to explain about FOMO creation, to help people primarily, you know, help small businesses, how they can create FOMO for their own business, and what kind of tools they can use, and, you know, answer any questions that people may have. And then, you know, and then eventually they may start coming to me and say, oh, by the way, can you, we would love you to help us with our FOMO creation.
Yeah.
Hope that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. you know, it's along the lines of what I tell people, you know, when they're having struggles with their Facebook page, you know,
absolutely. And I think that when we first start business, you know, when we first go into business, and I was exactly the same, I made the crucial mistake when I first got into business. I went straight for the, would you like to buy from me? Here are my products, here are my services, you know?
Yeah.
And there's that big wedge that, you know, that big bit beforehand that we don't see, you know, that the established companies, the big companies have done their brand building. They've done their, you know, people getting to know who they are as a business, and they've got people to like them because of the excellent service or product that they have. And that's the bit we don't see as small business owners. So that's the bit we need to build for quite a while before we start getting customers. But if we go straight for the buy my stuff, then you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, getting those foundations correct.
Absolutely.
So recently, what would you say is the best experience you've had as a FOMO creator? Well, you've probably had many, but what stands out?
Oh gosh. That's a great question. I'm speechless because there's so many. I think that with my service as a FOMO creator, it's a relatively, well, it's a new business, but it's also a relatively new concept as well, in that it encompasses several strands of marketing all brought together. And for that reason, it means that everything that I do is quite exciting, really. I know it's a bit of a cop-out answer, So I'm discovering lots of new things to try and seeing what works and what doesn't. So, you know, at the moment, globally, we're all experiencing lockdown. Well, apart from New Zealand, of course, because, you know, the lockdown's been released a little bit at the time of recording. Now, that means I've had to change my business a little bit in order to accommodate the new virtual world that we have experienced. So when I've been creating FOMO for other businesses, it's been primarily in the events industry. So where people have run conferences, events, festivals, workshops, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, with all business, everyone can create FOMO for their own business, to be honest, which is why I talked about it broadly earlier in our interview. Now that we've gone to lockdown then, of course, there's the challenge, you know, now we're in a virtual space. How can I possibly create the buzz and excitement when I'm no longer at an event or a conference or a workshop? I've still been able to do it though. we're communicating via Zoom at the moment, and that's how I've been able to do it, you know, really connect with people. There is a different, slightly set of different skills I need to use in order to really communicate, you know, get the communication across in a virtual setting, because it's slightly different to face-to-face. But, you know, the tenets are still there. You know, we can still use the chat area to communicate. We can still use social media to post the results. So I can still interview people if I wanted to. You know, that's part of my FOMO creator. And in fact, I interviewed you, didn't I, Jenny, when we were in San Diego. So that's part of my FOMO creator service, where I interview people. I'm still able to do that in a virtual setting. Yeah. You know, I could right now turn the tables and start interviewing you if I wanted to. So, so I think that has been quite exciting for me, having to pivot slightly to accommodate the virtual environment. And it's been a lot of fun, you know, because it presents itself with different challenges but it's been good to see.
Yeah, so I did see some of the stuff that you did for, was it Andrew and Pete, for their conference? That was
yes. Yeah, that was an amazing conference. So I don't know if you got to see Andrew and Pete in San Diego. There were lots of talks going on at the same time. So Andrew and Pete had a conference. It was supposed to be a face-to-face one. And then because of the lockdown, they very quickly managed to turn it from a one-day face-to-face conference into a month-long virtual conference, and it was incredible and such a privilege and a joy to be a part of, because we were all, you know, Andrew, Pete and I, we were all discovering new things together. I did a lot of Facebook Lives. I did some Instagram stories on their account. I did a few tweets. I really connected with some of the audience to try and bring them together virtually. And it was great. There was a lot of challenges, and it was great. And so as a result of me posting some of the things that I did, there were some, you know, some people who said, oh, what's this? I need to find out more. And that's where the FOMO kicks in.
Right. So, you know, like doing video live and lives of any sort and that type of thing, you think that that's sort of something that people need to get comfortable with?
Without a doubt. But Rome wasn't built in a day, Jenny. And so, you know, there is a big anxiety that I have, you know, seen with people.
Yeah,
like Jenny, like your good self, with video. You know, the whole idea of being in front of the camera, you know, all these fears and anxieties rush in, and I understand it. Because yeah. I was there too. You know, I remember when I first did my first video, I thought, it's not good enough. I've got a double chin. I've got lipstick in my teeth. I've got grey hair. I'm too fat. And, you know, and all this rubbish. Yeah. Absolute nonsense, right? Yeah. But we do. We have these fears and anxieties. I'm not poo-pooing the fears and anxieties because they are definitely real. Mm. We are, you know, we're possibly scared of being judged, and, you know, and then maybe other anxieties as well, other reasons why we are worried about video. However, video is not going to go anywhere. Mm. It's not going to disappear. We need to get good at it. We need to get confident with it in our own businesses, because once you embrace video, then you will set yourself apart from all your competitors, basically. Mm. You know, because they will also have the same fears, worried about being judged, worried about what people will think, you know, and worried about, you know, not looking 18 anymore, and, you know, and all those kind of things. So, I mean, video, there's a whole big topic that we can talk about with video, but there's different types of video. So, you know, when I interviewed your good self, Jenny, that was live in the fact that there was no edits involved. So I just asked the questions of you when we were in San Diego. We had a great time, and then I posted it. But then there's other, but then there are people who will actually go live and broadcast straight away, you know. So, you know, there's that aspect. And then there's also a video where people do shoot a video and then they'll edit it and then make it look pretty and add jazzy bits to it, like captions and all sorts, and maybe have, you know, pictures flying in and this, that. So there's lots of so when we say video, there's lots of different types of video, whether it is, you know, native video, post-production video, live video, and all sorts. But ultimately, yes, we need to get confident with video. And if I can give your listeners a bit of a plug on behalf of my dear friend, Ian Anderson Gray, wonderful chap. He actually has a whole website and podcast dedicated to getting more confident with live video. So if you go onto iag.com, and you'll be able to see his podcast there. I think it's iag.com, and you'll be able to see a lot of his stuff there. So,
I'll put a link at the end of the video anyway.
Lovely. So, I can't remember whether it's iag.com or iag.me. Actually, I think it might be iag.me, but we'll have a look anyway.
So, is there one last piece of advice that you would give to business owners?
Yes, there's lots of different pieces of advice I'd like to give, but if I was to give one, I think that spend quite a bit of time in building your brand. You know, don't be tempted to go straight for the sell immediately. And in order to create that FOMO about your business, in order to, you know, get people excited about your business, it's all about, you know, educating people. It's also about building relationships with people, getting to know your prospective, you know, getting to know the people that who are watching your things in order to build a community around you. Spend quite a bit of time doing that. I mean, obviously, you need to sell. Otherwise, you know, your business wouldn't do very well. But if I was to say, you know, if you were to post, say, 10 Facebook posts, then maybe two of them, maybe where are, you know, salesy, where you're asking people to do something, you know, whether it's to share the post or, you know, click here to buy or whatever that call to action might be. But spend a good portion of your business, especially if you're starting, a good portion of your business building that brand in order to create that FOMO for your own business.
Yeah, cool. And so if people are wanting to follow you or look you up, where's the best place to find you?
Well, I would say on all the socials, I spend a lot of time on social media. So I'm on all the socials as Making Tea. So MayKingTea. I do actually have a YouTube channel which I just launched, which is actually, if you search for FOMO Creator on YouTube, you should be able to find it there. And there's a video there that can help you with a few ideas on how to create FOMO for yourself. So you might want to have a look at that as well.
Cool. Thank you so much, Mei King, for your time today.
You're very welcome.